Hey guys, this is Lance from DailyActor.com, and this week I have Anthony Edwards for you. Now, this was a press junket for his new film Motherhood, which also stars Uma Thurman. It was set up for a bunch of mommy bloggers, and my friend Jen, who runs HipAsIWannaBe.com, weaseled me into it. The only stipulation was I couldn't talk. I couldn't say a word, but that was okay. Some good stuff was asked, and I edited everything down to what I thought you'd enjoy. So, with that, here's Anthony and a bunch of moms.
How about we get question number one?
Question number one. All right. Hi, Anthony.
Hi,
my question...
I do have to open with a statement, which is, I'm sorry I'm late, but I am actually wheeling my seven-year-old bicycle with a flat front tire to the bike shop.
That's a perfect lead-in for my question, actually. That's a great lead-in for my question. I'm the parent of four myself, and my question is, I understand the amount of chaos that's inherent to be a parent of many. I'm sort of like pushing flat bicycles to the bike shop. I'm just wondering, how do you balance those demands with the career like yours in film and TV, specifically like when you're on location or your directorial duties?
Well, you know, for me, the first priority is hanging with the kids, and I've been really lucky because of the success of ER. So I've had these years here where I've really been just with the kids, and so going to work is the weird thing for me. So, I always feel like I have to get back to the kids to get the balance because the work doesn't give it to me.
I was curious, this film, how being in this film that's really focused on the experience of a mother being a mother, how has it changed the view that you have of your wife and even of your daughters?
I guess the reason why I took the film is because when I read it, it seemed like a very organic and real thing. So it really kind of reminded me of what kind of the dynamic in a family is like when, in my case, you know, I have a very creative, strong wife who's a mother, and, you know, in hearing her frustrations and her experiences, like, you know, the way Catherine Diekman wrote this film, it just felt very real, and in a way that I hadn't seen on film. So, I found it comforting. In that way that when you have things that you can relate to, even if they are not the prettiest things, you have a sense of community, I guess.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
So, hey, how does your experience with fatherhood and being a parent influence your characters, whether the role is a parent or not?
I find, like, as an actor, you want to draw from all of your experiences. And I think there's a reason why actors can get better and why older actors often have so much richer performances in later parts of their career, because every experience that you have that you deal with fully, you know, affects how you work as an artist. So if you're going to portray a father or whatever you're portraying, if you don't have those life experiences, you're faking a lot of it. And even though acting is faking, the truth is you want to fake it really well. And the best way to fake things is by understanding the experience in a deep way.
What part of the film really drove the realistic, like, this is a real family, a real mom and a real dad with real kids, you know, telling a real story that's relatable?
Well, I find it cumulative. I mean, I think that it's a lot of different moments throughout the movie, which, you know, as a screenwriter, she's doing a really difficult thing, which is she's not relying on any kind of car crashes or major events to drive the plot of the movie. The movie succeeds because of its dealing honestly with a lot of different moments. So it's hard to pinpoint which actually particularly sticks out. I know... there's an honest conversation that Uma and I have in a car, just in the kind of the state of loss in a relationship because we're not feeling connected, that I think certainly drives a lot of people in relation to the power of the relationship outside of being a parent.
Okay, so moving on to sorry, the name of this blog just makes me laugh. Jennifer Gerlach, Hip As I Wanna Be.
Absolutely. Question.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Jennifer.
I'm good.
Name to your blog. How about number one?
Okay. We have talked a little bit about this, but just wanting to know a little bit about your role and, you know, that specific character. Did you identify with it on a personal level at all, or if not, you know, why or why not?
When I described the character to my wife, she was like, oh, typecasting, right, because you're like a well-intentioned guy who forgets a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, I could definitely relate to this guy. I could relate to the character of someone who is just, which I like in this film, is that everybody's trying their best to do the best, but life and kind of the speed bumps of everything you run into creates a challenge that you know makes you kind of face things without having to, you know, simplify, I guess, and that there is joy in the complexity of all these different feelings. I mean, I think what happens in filmmaking or in storytelling a lot of times is they simplify the revenge or the anger or the love, and the truth is, as human beings, all of our feelings and experiences are so much more complex than the simplicity of you know, will he get the girl or not?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, and I hope you're not as much of a pack rat either in real life.
No, I'm definitely not that. That was the real stretch for me.
I'm such a minimalist. I had to cringe in my seat for a second.
When you think back on the shooting or the production of the film, what's the greatest moment or the first thing that you remember about the experience?
It was really being in the world of the West Village. I mean, to be able to shoot a film in the West Village in New York is really, it's kind of a magical environment. So the kind of world of it, you know, which meant a lot to the filmmaker, it was great. That as an actor made it a lot of fun because you were just so immersed in the world. And the kids were a blast.
Great. Thanks, Anthony. I'm a New Yorker also, so love, and our blog is about New York, so love to hear it. And I'd love to know the differences that you think between shooting in New York versus Hollywood.
Well, there's kind of like you can't separate in New York. Like, you can't kick people off the sidewalk. You can't keep people from going away. They can't keep people from coming up and just saying hello or doing whatever they are because you're working with, you know, 8 million people around you. And I think that serves a lot of the energy of the film. I found my experience of living in Los Angeles to be very separate and removed from interacting with people, and that's why I love living in New York City because, you know, as an actor, you're constantly getting fed and witnessing real experiences in life, and that's all the stuff you need to draw from. So, that's kind of my priority is to stay here and work here.
Victoria from MomTales.com would love to know about your on-set experiences with the child actors on the set of Motherhood and any fun stories you have.
The first thing that comes out when you're working with little kids is that they always know everybody else's lines as well. So when it's not uncommon that when you're shooting a scene and you're speaking something to them, they're kind of mouthing it right along with you. And if you miss anything, they look at you like, what is wrong with you? Like, you know, hello? You don't know your words. Why don't you?
What do you hope that people are going to come away with after they see this movie?
You know, it's so kind of simplistic, but you want them to come away feeling better than when they went in. And I mean that in that you, hopefully they have some kind of experience, emotional, intellectual, whatever it is, that transforms them a little bit and not necessarily educates or enlightens, but maybe alters in a bit. And I know that's when I've seen a movie, they're like, oh, I'm thinking about a lot of different things than when I went in. So first and foremost, you want them to be entertained. You want everybody to be entertained.
And there you have it. Thanks to Jen from hipasiwannabe.com, and thank you for listening. As always, keep coming back to dailyactor.com. Thanks, and I'll see you soon.